You are listening to Backstage Pass podcast, hosted by Hannah Crigwell and brought to you by Tom. Welcome to a very special edition of Backstage Pass podcast. For the next two episodes, I'm really excited to be bringing you my ultimate highlights from this year's Winter NAMM show. NAMM stands for the National Association of Music Merchants, and this is a massive trade show where hundreds of musical instrument companies come together to share their latest product releases and prototypes. Usually this happens in Anaheim, California, but due to the recent global events, the Winter NAMM show was cancelled, and in its place is the NAMM Believe in Music show, which is happening via live stream online. So this is kind of interesting for me because it's my first experience of NAMM and it's very different to what NAMM is usually like. This year's virtual NAMM kicked off on Monday with an incredible modular synth set from Sarah Longfield in collaboration with Hosa, and this set really got me hyped up for the rest of NAMM. The website's really cool. You can go into different rooms, you can see brands presenting their latest products, you can see artists doing their thing live, you can chat to other attendees. There's so many demo review videos and so many talks that I want to see. I don't know how I'm going to fit it all in, but I'm going to try. I'm excited to have Guillaume from Tommen's Guitars and Basses YouTube channel as a guest on today's episode to talk to us about what products he's really excited about seeing in the rest of the NAMM show and what guitars he's seen already that he's got his eye on. Hello, Guillaume. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm excited to be experiencing NAMM for the first time.
Oh my.
Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah. It's my Facebook and Instagram feeds are definitely full of people complaining that they're not in California right now.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a weird experience for sure, but still like a lot of news and a lot of products came out, so exciting.
So what have you seen that's interesting you so far?
Quite a lot of things. I'm just going to focus on guitars and basses, right? This is my thing. I would be out of place talking about interfaces or mics or whatnot. So guitar wise, it was a bit different from the previous years in the sense that no one knew what to expect of that virtual experience. So it's mostly focused on the big brands that could afford that kind of marketing move without having to, you know, being physically in a space and could prepare that in advance. The ones that caught me were, the biggest one was Ibanez, probably, because they did what they do every year. They revamped the entire range and everything, and that's expected. But they also signed a number of really, really great artists this year. And so Larry Basilio, she's a Brazilian guitar player, monster guitar player. She's the nicest person as well. And she got her signature model, the LB1.
Oh, nice.
In violet, and it's gorgeous. The other big one, and that one was much more of a surprise because we never have associated it with Ibanez as much, but that was Josh Smith and his signature model, the Flat 5-1. And yeah, just a lot more vintage kind of instruments, something that's, again, that you don't associate with Ibanez at all. And I think that's a really, really smart thing and a really great guitar to come. So that was definitely exciting. PRS signed Mark Lettieri, and I am so happy about this. He's the most deserving person to ever get a signature guitar, which is the Fiore. It's going to come in three colors. It's a bit of a new thing for PRS in terms of shape and pickups and everything. So that's really exciting. Some more signature models there, some new colors for John Mayer, because it's John Mayer. And that being said, the color does look incredible. And I think PRS is on the forefront of doing like different things with finishes. So it's still cool. Like, I'm still way into that. Another titan of guitar manufacturers would be Fender. And the thing that people are most excited about is probably the Squire Contemporary series. A lot of modern appointments and really nice specs for guitars that are a lot more affordable as well. So that's pretty cool. Some anniversary models, some ultra luxe things at higher price points. But these are more like collector's guitars. They're not the guitars that are going to end up in most people's hands. So I think that Noventa series and Squire Contemporary are definitely interesting. I'm curious to try them out.
Did you see the demo of the Takamine Blue Rose guitar?
I've seen that, yes. I think last night. I can't remember. Like, it's all washing together and just like...
But yeah, I saw the demo and it just sounded like so beautiful. I mean, I'm a big fan of acoustic guitars anyway, but I was like, ooh, nice.
Yeah.
And then, is it the guitar? Is it the mic? It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Through yeah, a video. You don't really know. And the thing is, it's a different experience in that sense as well, because people would usually, like brands would usually just bring their products and the videos would be made by, you know, the content makers, the YouTubers and so on the showroom, and that would be very noisy, that would usually not be high quality or anything. So it's yeah. nice to see these announcements being like properly made and like studio recordings of the instruments and show them off properly. I think it's a different thing and it's definitely cool. But yeah, some of these videos, video announcements were just like, that's a movie. That's movie production.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some like guitar, I think it was like a carbon fiber guitar holder.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't remember who it's by, but I remember the video being like a blockbuster advert for like an action film. And it was just like...
We definitely got used to another type of NAMM content. So that's new and that's more along the lines of what you'd see for people who release products throughout the year and just have to, like that one video to show off. Like the Larry Basilio model, like the announcement video was crazy. Like her walking into a garage when you see like shadows of the amp, of the guitar, opening the case in slow motion with the latches and all, and pulling out that violet guitar. It's like, oh my God, this is a movie. And it's pretty cool. I dig it. I'm glad they managed to pull off that kind of a virtual event that still feels like... You know, you get on their website and you can go through sort of a virtual idea of what the showroom would have been like, and these doors open with the new products and you can kind of go through it. And I think that's a really cool sort of interface. And
I really enjoyed it because it seems very like clearly set out. And alongside the stuff that looks like a film, there's also some content on there where like I was watching the Rhodey 3 guitar tuner demo and it was like automatically tuning a guitar into different keys, and you could hear the motors going round. And I think like it's cool having like cool film looking videos, but also that I felt like I was like just there because I could hear it doing its thing. You know,
I'm looking forward to see what the rest of the week it's going to be like.
Thanks for being a guest on this episode of Backstage Pass podcast, Guillaume. It was great to get your insight. And for everybody, you should check out Tom and Guitars and Basses YouTube channel, where Guillaume and Chris will be going live on Friday.
Yes, Friday.
Friday.
Evening, sometime. Thank you for having me on, and see you soon, hopefully. See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode. Be sure to hit subscribe and leave a comment to let us know what you think. And I will see you next time on Backstage Pass.